All right, boys and girls, we're finally here. Go on your baggages and feel free to explore, but be sure to come back here in 3 hours, 4 maybe. Now, I don't think I have to tell you to think with your upstairs brain and act like adults, right? I am your class's president and senior, so I'm kind of responsible, but don't make it a nightmare for me, okay? Cool. Have fun, and yeah, please behave and don't make any accidental children somewhere. Right. I could finally take a break from all these students. Jeez. Camping outside during the winter and this forest is cool and all. But I'd rather be home drinking hot cocoa and watching some nice ASMR. Whatever. I promised Mr. Mian that I will take over for him and make this camping thing happen. I agreed only because he was hot, of course. I'm feeling the cold now. Oh boy. I need to set this tent up. Crap. I should have told them to pitch my tent before they can run off to explore. Great. Huh? Oh. Hey. Hello there. Not going to explore with the rest of them, huh? You're that quiet kid from the science class, right? Yeah. I can see why you would be rather staying here than going with the others. Let's be honest here. They are too stupid for you to have any matching interests. Hey, want to make a deal? I will help you to build your tent, and you will help me to build mine. Cool? Awesome, possum. Alright, you grab this side, I will grab the other side, and we will pull it together. Okay, ready? There. Looks great. I'll finish up on this side. There. All good on your side? Alright. Looks good to me. Now, want to help me build mine? Hey, where did this wind come from? Crap. Well, that was not good. The weather forecast said nothing about heavy snow or strong winds this week. Yes, I know trusting a forecast is risky. Jeez. Now it really is getting cold. And we didn't install any heating here. This tent barely holds any heat, and I hope the others will find a shelter. Oh, shit. Oh. I gotta say, though, this tent is dirty. Where did you get it? Huh? You made it yourself. Gosh. You really are a smart cookie. Me? Nah. I'm not smart. I just know how to talk to idiots. are you doing? You cold? Alright. Come here into my arms. I will warm you up. Hey, it's my duty as a class president to keep you safe. What's wrong? What's with the red face? It's okay. I won't bite. I'm here. You have to stay warm or I'll be in trouble. Besides, you'll help me as well. Cuddling keeps us both warm. It's just a friendly cuddle. Come here. It's getting warmer already, right? Just focus on my warmth. Gosh, it's very cute actually. I never paid much attention since he was so quiet. But now that I got cuddling with him, damn. His hand is on my thigh. Is he feeling me? No. He's a nice kid. He wouldn't go there. How are you feeling? Warm? That's good. This feels nice though, not gonna lie. Something poking my thigh. I'm pretty sure I know what it is. Do I see something?
Relax, cutie.
Is he grinding on my thigh, Jenny? Oh, I think he's doing it on impulse. Or he's secretly up there. Fuck. It kind of feels good. I'm getting aroused here. Shit. He just moved his head onto my crotch. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That was what he's doing. Oh, he's gently rubbing my crotch. Should I say something? I can't hold it back. I'm getting hard.
What are you? No, don't.
He's let his head into my pants. He's... Oh. Stroking my cock.
Gosh, your hand is so soft and gentle.
He's using his other hand to caress my neck. I can't hold it back anymore.
Ugh. Thank you. Let's keep this between us. Mm-hmm.